At first glance, 13-year-old Daniela Hoya does not look like she spends 3 days a week in a hospital. But until she gets a new kidney, she has no other choice. Daniela is one of 35 children on dialysis for kidney failure at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington.
Today, I received dialysis Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and they had to stick me with needles.
Dialysis is a treatment used to perform the functions of healthy kidneys. Daniela and some of the other children's patients go to the hospital 3 times a week for their treatments. They are hooked up to a machine that removes waste and extra water from their blood, just like healthy kidneys do. Each session lasts up to 4 hours. Kathleen Moylan is clinical manager of the hospital's dialysis unit.
Dialysis takes a lot out of our patients. You know, it's a big chunk out of their lives. They're missing school. They're missing a lot of the social activities. They're not able to eat and drink a lot of the things that all their friends do.
Do they help people?
Daniela says the toll on friendships is difficult to overcome.
It's hard because when I go to school, all the friends I had, they don't talk to me. So they just say, why don't you come every day? And I don't know how to explain because they don't know nothing about kidney failure.
These struggles trigger a range of emotions.
There's denial, there's anger, there's anxiety, there's stress.
But on this day, the dialysis patients at Children's added a different emotion to that list. The center hosted a fashion show called Gowns with an Attitude. The event allowed the children to model their own hospital gown designs while raising awareness for organ donation. Judy Ross specializes in child development and mental health at the hospital. She says she started the fashion show to give the kidney patients a positive experience.
And they're doing something fun. They're coming here not for their treatment, but to the hospital for something that's just for them, that something that's enjoyable and something that they have created and they have a voice in.
As she pranced down the runway, it was easy to see the effect on Daniela.
This gown project has given her so much joy and confidence and so much fun.
Another model, Sally Matu Traore, also showed a triumphant smile to the crowd. Traore is a former dialysis patient. She was 14 when she learned she had kidney failure. She says it took her a while to come to terms with it.
I was sad for a while that my life changed so fast and so soon.
After 4 years on dialysis, Traore got a new kidney from her cousin. She wants people to understand the transplant's importance in her recovery.
Consider being an organ donor. They label it as life bettering, but for me, I know that it saved my life because I didn't know how much longer I would have been able to be on dialysis and stay alive or stay healthy on dialysis, so just consider it.
Ross says Traore is an inspiration for children still waiting for a transplant.
If I know I'm going to get a transplant, I know I'm going to do better.
Until then, dialysis will keep Daniela and her hopes alive. Alex Villarreal, VOA News.